This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says that it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in the U.S. state of Virginia, pending approval of their cases and visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at the Fort Lee Army base south of the city of Richmond starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concern for the safety of Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops and diplomats as the Biden administration is rapidly withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The group is to be honored and housed at Fort Lee. It's just a small portion of the number of Afghans seeking refugee status in the United States. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of a Microsoft Exchange email server that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world earlier in the year. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington says in a statement that the U.S. has reportedly made groundless attacks and malicious smears against China on cybersecurity. She now calls the allegations just another old trick. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden tempered his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines on their platform, saying Monday that he had hoped that they would not take it personally and instead would take it not to act on their own. While companies like Facebook defend their practices and say that they're helping people around the world access verified information about the shots, the White House says that they have not done enough to stop misinformation about the group and slow the pace of new vaccinations in the U.S. to a trickle. It comes as the U.S. sees a rise in virus cases and deaths among those who have not gotten the shot. That's according to officials for an emergency pandemic of the unvaccinated. Canada is ready to reopen its side of the U.S. border. AP Washington correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
Canada's health minister, Patty Hajdu, tells CTV that the country will allow fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into the country starting August 9th and other fully vaccinated visitors on September 7th.
We intend to allow entry for fully vaccinated travelers from any country.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the administration is working on plans to reopen the U.S. side of the northern border.
Decisions about reopening travel will be guided by our public health and medical experts.
The U.S. Travel Association estimates that each month the border is closed to non-essential travel, it costs $1.5 billion. I'm Tim McGuire.
Prime Minister Ariel Henry will replace Haiti's interim leader to honor the wishes of the country's slain president. Get more from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
It's not immediately clear how quickly interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who's been leading Haiti with the backing of the police and the military since the July 7 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, would step down. The change follows a statement on Saturday from a key group of international diplomats that appeared to snub Joseph, calling on Henri to form a government. Moïse designated Henri as prime minister a day before he was killed, but he had not been sworn in at that point. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And again, Prime Minister Ariel Henry is to replace Haiti's interim leader. More VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.